Hey, my name is Kevin Clark. I'm the host of a new football podcast called Slow News Day. I want to tell you about it. On Mondays, Lindsey Jones and I will recap the weekend in football that was, as well as look ahead to what's next. On Wednesday, the normal Slow News Day, the thing you've been watching for years, current players, current coaches, current analysts talking about the football world. And on Friday, it's a wild card. Could be some college football, could be more pro stuff. It's a video podcast, so you can watch it on Spotify or listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. Follow on Spotify. It's Slow News Day.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Welcome to The Hottest Take. I'm Sean Fennessy. I'm here with Bill Simmons, Tyler Parker, and Chris Ryan. Chris, you have the floor.
If you're thinking about writing a review of the new Cormac McCarthy novel, fucking take a break. Just save it. Nobody gives a shit. Guess what? Cormac McCarthy is like Herman Melville. You don't need to review it. I don't care if you think it's not his best work. I don't care what your read on the themes are. Yeah. He has like now completely eclipsed. He wrote No Country for Old Men. He wrote Blood Meridian. He wrote All the Pretty Horses. He wrote the whole friggin' Crossing trilogy. I don't think that he actually warrants review anymore. You know what I mean? We should just celebrate the fact that this guy just jammed out two novels in New Mexico for us to read, to savor, to study for the next 50 years. And you're trying to get a blog off about Cormac McCarthy? Come on, man. I feel like we should now...
You're screenshotting page 162 because yeah. You don't like this new character?
I feel like what we should
for
do...
For your Twitter feed of 40 people?
There are lots of halls of fame. There should be a new designation for artists where we're just like post-criticism. And it's just like, we want to take this like artist this. And we're just like,
can
you
I
know
be
what?
There?
We just like, no more notes. No more notes on Cormac McCarthy.
Who else falls into that category?
Paul Thomas Anderson.
That's a great one.
You know what I'd say? Michael Mann, don't give a shit what you think of Black Hat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm really just not interested in anything anybody else has to say about Michael Mann, unless it's celebratory, in which case, fine. Like, we can all talk about how much we like it. I love having conversations about it, but I don't need a review of his work.
How about the guy who created all the Chicago shows for NBC?
Dick Wolf.
Yeah.
Dick Wolf.
You think he's good? He's good for life.
Yeah, we know. Listen, even Dick Wolf knows. He's not taking your notes. We all know what the shows are. They're going to have the city.
Yeah, he's gonna
there's
go
going to be fire or yeah. There's going to be a police or an ambulance and that's it. That's
the
show.
He's going to go home and swim in his pool made of unicorn bones.
Right.
We have so few geniuses in culture anymore. And I just think that like we need to like really celebrate the ones we have by not talking, like by not interrogating their work
so
at all.
Couldn't we have like, couldn't we vote on this?
Sure.
Like the in same way we vote election? On senators and yeah. Governors, we just vote on people.
Have you seen the referendums we get to vote on in Los Angeles? Yeah.
Let me just make sure I'm clear here. The vote would be on whether or not people are allowed to get criticism?
No. Specifically, whether or not people are allowed to review the new Cormac McCarthy novel.
Yeah.
No, I want Hakeem Jeffries to bring this to the House floor as his first act.
Okay.
I like the idea of like a baseball Hall of Fame type thing where each year two people are inducted as just
you know who else
no longer being criticized.
Barry Bonds. I don't give a shit. Just put him in the Hall of Fame. I'm not interested in any more takes about it.
But is he in the Hall of Fame of not getting any more takes about him or in the Hall of Fame of baseball?
I would say both. Okay. But I know that I'm kind of this take is now splitting
into
a bunch of different.
Can Belichick be in there? Like, can you have sports figures?
I have a lot of takes about him. One being that he sucks. Two being that I hope he no longer coaches football.
But you know what I will say? Not interested on a Sunday night or a Monday morning. having people be like, I don't like his time management there. It's just like, you know what? I think he's graduated beyond being questioned.
So Bill Belichick time management criticism would be like Cormac McCarthy's yeah. new novel. Yeah. I completely agree.
Okay. Guys, or this like, is a pretty narrow take.
Which
well,
one?
I mean, give me another example. You must have one.
Andre 3000 would probably be an example.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. That's interesting.
Like in terms of, I'm trying to think about musicians.
It's a very good example of this because I was just having a conversation with someone yesterday about Outkast and about how Outkast are actually not a great topic for discussion or debate
because everyone's just like I love
they're
them.
Great.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah.
They're awesome.
Every album is good. I love it when they're together.
Yes.
The end. And so maybe anybody, and Cormac McCarthy is in the same vein where you're just like, you know what? Just better world when he's got
novel.
It just
feels
like
with his most recent novel, The Passengers, people are just like, I'm going to try and make a name for myself by taking Cormac McCarthy down a notch or two. And it's just like, you're not having the desired effect.
I also just sort of think that guy spent how many years writing this?
16.
Maybe take some more time to chew on it. On your review.
Says yeah. the man who is about to publish his first yeah, novel, Tyler
true.
Parker.
That's right.
That's true. No, but honestly, though.
So 16 years yeah. until you can review it?
This guy's turning coffee cups into one word.
Yeah.
This guy is, I agree with you. He's a treasure to be cherished. I don't even know what you'd call it. Well, a recommendation. The Santa Fe Institute, did you see this? They did like about an hour long interview with him where he actually talked. It's absolutely insane. It's incredible.
Well, this is certainly a take.
Oh no, I said insane. That was your thing. You hate that word.
We've
no
come
worries.
All the way
Sorry.
Around. That's,
no worries.
That's a perfect capper. Yeah. For Bill, Tyler, and Chris, this has been The Hottest Take.
This episode is brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. As a ruthless king builds his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.